Blog Talk Radio. Another episode of The Angelic View. I'm your host, Maria Mosh, coming to you live today from beautiful Bonita Springs, Florida. The Angelic View is a show where we help you connect with angels so that you can live your best life. And joining me today, all the way from Tucson, Arizona, is my fabulous guest co-host, the one and only Dr. Dax Carlisle. Hey, Dax.
Hi, Maria, if I can get my camera to turn on. Hey, we're in the cafe.
We are. Love it. Love it.
It's a rainy day. Actually, it's a rainy day every time I'm in the cafe because literally the same background has the same rain going all the time. So, yeah.
It's always rainy.
Always. It's like Seattle. I should be in Seattle.
Hmm? That makes perfect sense.
Got my coffee all set. Actually, it's finally clear and sunny out there. I'm looking outside. Don't know how long it's going to last. Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you know what? I did want to mention that, I got this background going because my OBS studio crashed this morning. Mercury retrograde has been crazy, you know, and I'm wondering what the solar eclipse is going to do, right?
I don't know, but I feel like it had a little effect on me already today because I forgot to mute my computer before we started. Mm. And I also forgot to put Do Not Disturb on my phone. So it's already things popping up on there, and I'm like, oh, no.
Well, the last 5 days, the Mercury retrograde has been wreaking havoc. Like, things wouldn't work, and... Oh, just like all different little technical things. The biggest one, of course, Blog Talk Studio has been down for 5 days. That was the biggest.
That is a long time.
But they're back now because we're dialed in and we got callers.
Yeah, we're there. Hi, callers. We're coming to you very
shortly. It got
fixed
just in time for your show, Maria.
Yes, it did. That's the angels helping us. And I have Archangel Michael right here looking over my shoulder.
Yeah.
And I really love that statue. It was a birthday gift to myself. My husband and I went for a nice little mini vacay in the area of Stuart, Florida, which is about, I'd say, 3 hours or so of a drive northeast from where we are. We're located in Bonita Springs, which is in Southwest Florida. And we went, we stayed at a lovely hotel, and then we also got to visit my friend Chris and his significant other, Jeannie, and the two of them own a couple of metaphysical shops in the downtown Stuart area. Very lovely shops. I finally got to visit them. They're lovely people, and one of the stores is called Psychic and the Genie, and the other store is called Genie's Gems, and they are lovely people. They carry my book. You can get my book there, Angel Practitioner Handbook, A Foundation Guide, the new revised edition. I did autograph the books that I left with them. If you're in the Stuart area or nearby, Port St. Lucie, whatever other areas are near there, you can drop in at Psychic and the Genie or at Genie's Gems, either one of them. They're located on Colorado Avenue in the downtown Stuart area in Stuart, Florida. And you can also pick up a copy of My Death, the Angelic View Oracle Cards. So just drop in, say hi to Chris, say hi to Jeannie. Chris runs Psychic and the Genie. Jeannie runs Genie's Gems. Tell them Maria Mosh sent you.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. Oh, gosh. I was so busy getting the coffee ready and getting everything turned on. And then, of course, like I said, the OBS studio wasn't working. I'm like, oh, shoot, what am I going to do? Oh, wait, I can just do the background. And I'm doing all of that and, you know, on getting ready for the show really late. And then it just dawns on me. It's like, oh, gosh, I didn't even promote or anything.
That's okay. Yeah. That's what it's two of us, too. You know, it helps out because there are some days
I hope
I'm
people
very
show
last
up.
Minute, too.
I hope people show up. Yeah. Oh, we should mention, because there's, except for us, it doesn't look like anybody's in the chat. So let's tell everybody that's listening on Blog Talk Radio and or dialed into the switchboard that they can come over and see us on YouTube. Just open a new tab in your browser and type in psychic.cafe/live. That's psychic.cafe/live. And that'll take you right over to the live page. If you're already on YouTube, you can type in Psychic Talk. Of course, you might have to, you know, there's so much psychic stuff on YouTube, Maria, that sometimes we don't pop up, even though we're putting exactly Psychic Network. Well, what you might have to do is click filter, click channel, and then you'll see our channel and you can click on it. But we do have people starting to come in. Oh, Dan and Michelle are here. Yay.
Hello.
It's the Mathenis. Yes. Michelle's Mystic.
Hello, Dan. Hi, Michelle.
Awesome sauce. Oh, wow. Oh, well, did we do cards of the day, numerology of the day?
Yes. Yes, I did. Let's talk about that for a minute. And I'd like to go to the calls for the people because they've been called in since before we even came on air. So
I know. It's
we'll,
great.
We'll go over to them right after these things that we're speaking about. I'd like to just take a moment to acknowledge Rachel Pollack. Today is the anniversary of the day that she transitioned, and it's her 1 year in heaven anniversary. So I'd like, you know, take a moment to acknowledge her. She is probably one of the most well-known and accomplished tarot authors that I know of. That in my lifetime, I've had the pleasure of meeting her in person on a few occasions. She is, she still is. Her energy is still magnanimous. And I had her in mind as I was pulling the cards of the day. And I was focusing, I was, you know, asking Archangel Michael. He always presides over my readings that I do, anything that I, for anyone or a card of the day, whatever it may be. And I asked for a message for the cards of the day, but I had Rachel in the back of my mind, so I was thinking, I want to make a note that I want to mention her. Well, it doesn't surprise me that the two cards that came up, I pulled one from my deck, the Angelic View Oracle cards. That was the first card I pulled, and that was Hello from Heaven. Very,
oh, that's amazing.
Very fitting. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And the message that I had printed on the card is, your loved ones in heaven are at peace. They visit you in your dreams and send you signs in nature. This can include pets. So I feel like in a way this was Rachel validating, yes, you know, I'm giving a big hello from heaven. And then the second card that I pulled to follow it up with from my Radiant Rider-Waite Tarot deck is the Four of Wands. And the Four of Wands is a card of celebration, okay, of structure, of creative inspiration, accomplishment, angelic support. And, you know, that's how I see this card. And I feel like this was Rachel also acknowledging that they're having a memorial service for her. So a bit of celebration of her life today.
Oh,
that is going
cool.
on. It's going on this afternoon. So I feel like, you know, that is validation from her that she is aware of it, and she's everywhere saying hello to everyone.
Visiting us on the show.
Yes.
That's so cool. Yes. I got to interview Rachel on radio way back, you know, 12, 13 years ago. It's so cool. Okay, shuffling. Of course, I'm using the gold foil. The other day, I was actually drawn to Chiro's Grand Lux, and I did that one day. Today it was like, okay, back to the gold foil. cards flying all over the place. Okay, I'm trying to figure this out. Hold on. So, going to cut to the heart of the matter. Heart of the matter here. Okay, getting the Knight of Swords, swift action, swift decisive action. You know, just going for it. Swords are thoughts and ideas. You know, so there's that single idea and just going with that single idea. And then for the card of the day, so that was the heart of the matter. That's when I'm cutting the deck and whatever's on the bottom is the heart of the matter. Mm-hmm. The Hierophant. Here we go. The Hierophant for the card of the day. It kind of fits, too, you know, with the heaven. Yeah, with the Rachel thing. So mm-hmm. traditional tradition, ritual, conformity, all that kind of thing. This is what's interesting, though. First of all, I should mention the entire date reduces to the one energy today. So like beginnings, self, leadership, taking the reins, new things happening, going for it, kind of like this. And the seven energy from obviously is April 7th. So the seeker, those with the seven life path, for example, are the natural detectives. And so seven is the highest spiritual number in tarot. I mean, sorry, in numerology, and they want to know how everything works and how the universe works and so forth. So if you put these two cards together and with the numerology today as well, see, that's the only thing I hate about the background, Maria, is that like, I can't just show
things
the cards.
Things disappear.
I know, like I magic. Have to sort of, but it's like a magic act. Like, it's gone.
Now you see it, now you don't.
Yeah, but it's like, the way these cards were laying on my table was like this. You see how the Knight of Swords is going, you know, rushing away from the Hierophant. And so in this situation, for a lot of you out there listening right now, the Hierophant, you know, how should I put it? Okay. So the traditional way of doing things, or, you know, the way the norms and status quo and all that kind of stuff might be too slow, and you need to go fast. You need to take decisive action and just go for it and maybe buck tradition a little bit. So that's what I'm getting with that. So there you go, everybody. Numerology of the day, cards of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and let's see. Oh, Nova's coming in, one of our regular soul songs. Okay. Just came in, also one of our regulars. And Dan, our moderator, is in there greeting them and everything.
Thank you, Dan, for doing that for us. Hi, Nilda. Hi, Sol Sandoval.
Yeah. I'm going to shuffle here. We got a couple phone calls. Are you going to bring the calls on?
Sure, yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You
got your studio too, right?
Yes, I do. Yes,
so
I can.
You can do it, yeah.
Of course I can. Okay, let's see. Well, who's on hold the longest? It looks like area code 805, so I'm going to bring on 805.
Cool.
Hello, hi, 805. You're on the air with the Angelic View. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Donna. I'm in California.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Oh, I'm in California.
And your first name?
Can you hear me? Oh, Donna.
Barely.
I heard.
I think Donna,
let me see if
I'm not sure.
Wait a minute. I'm going to do
Donna
something with the phone, but if it doesn't work, I'll have to call back. Hold on.
Oh, that's fine.
Wait, I hear you. I hear you now. I just missed the name. Donna from
Donna.
California. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, gotcha.
Great. Yeah.
Awesome. What can we do for you, Donna?
Well, I want to know about finances getting better.
Okay.
I have my spurts.
How are Donna?
Where I'm real lucky and
okay.
Yeah.
So we'll look into this. We're gonna call upon the angels.
You. Okay.
And we're gonna ask them to give us some insight as to how your finances look in the upcoming near future.
Thank you.
Okay, so now I ask my angels and spirit guides to communicate with Donna's angels and spirit guides I ask to see, hear, feel, or know whatever Donna most needs to know right now that's in her highest good regarding her finances. Whoops, that card fell out. Going to go with that. Okay. Okay. Let's see what we got. All right. Okay, so the first two cards the first card that fell out was from my deck, but the cards that I got from my Radiant Rider-Waite Tarot deck, the first card is the Queen of Swords, okay, which is an Aquarius energy, okay, and the Five of Wands. Okay, so this tells me that looks like maybe sometime around January, things started to be a little bit of a challenge, okay? Mm-hmm. And or there may have been some fluctuations that took place in January that stirred things up a bit, so to speak, okay? But what the angels are saying is be mindful of the way you treat yourself because the universe is mirroring that. It's mirroring your behavior. It's a card of self-acceptance. So what the angels are telling me here is regarding your finances, don't beat yourself up over financial issues. And they want you to, you know, your attitude towards money is going to have an effect on how money can come into your life or exit your life. So once in a while, even when things may seem a bit tight, it's okay to treat yourself, okay? You know, because that is letting the universe know and letting the angels know, if you've been calling upon them, that you trust that they are going to help you with the situation. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and spend your last dollars when you're down to a nitty-gritty, you know, if you have a rent to pay or a mortgage to pay or something like that. And, you know, going out and spending it frivolously. But very often people will be nervous about the economy, nervous about their finances to a point where they're not at their last dollars, but they're not allowing themselves to treat themselves to some of the little things that allows us to feel like there is abundance in our lives. So, you know, treat yourself once in a while and don't feel guilty about it. It's going to open the doors and allow more abundance into you. Okay? I hope that helps, Donna. Dax, did you want to add something to that?
No, don't want to add anything.
Okay. Okay, Donna. Thank you so much for calling. Great. I'll put you back on hold. You can continue listening to the show. Angel blessings.
Great. Thank you.
There we go. Okay, Dax.
Hold on a second. I'm having again. It's sorry, folks. It's Mercury retrograde, having technical issues. Like I click and turn off the mute, and it doesn't engage. And then I click again, but instead of disengaging it, it reengages it. And like, oh my God.
Oh gosh. Okay.
It's driving technology the last 5 days is driving me nuts. Okay. So obviously you didn't hear all I was just saying a whole bunch of stuff and you totally missed it all. So let me start over. So while you were talking to Donna, what I said was that I was checking out Soul's question in the chat.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to do that real quick and
please,
then we can get back to the phone line. So Soul was asking me, I know the energies at my current job, a lot of changes, people moody. Yes, I see that. Archangel Michael shows up. Okay, and yep, I keep forgetting I got the background on. So Temperance card. Okay, so there's a need for balance there. Things are not balanced. I got the Judgment card. Normally the Judgment card for me in my readings means something completely different. But I'm literally going to go with, yes, people are being judgy at the work there. People are not happy with the harvest. What's going on? So something around that. Okay. And then the Devil card, what we're attached to. I think we're attached people at work are attached to a certain outcome or the way things were, but things are changing, which is making them moody, which is making them judgmental. So the Temperance card is talking about, you know, this is Archangel Michael. First of all, you can call on Archangel Michael, but it's about trying to get everybody to come back in alignment and things to balance out. There might not be a lot you can actually physically do to make that happen. It may require just you not reacting and letting things smooth out, and then, you know, things will rebalance out. However, a clue comes in with the High Priestess showing up, and she's talking about your intuition and tuning in and listening and tuning into what's going on at work and not reacting to what's happening, but instead see what's going on so you can evaluate before you go ahead and just, you know, react, because that's what everybody else is doing. Everybody else is just reacting right now. So that's what I got for Saul. And then we can go back to the phone lines if you want, Maria.
Okay, one moment.
Okay.
I'm just answering a question here in the chat room. So just give me a moment.
Oh, I'm sneezing and stuff, and I can't turn my camera off because...
Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Because we don't
I'm
have...
Back. Your... I'm back, Zach.
Okay.
God bless you, Angel. Okay, so... I was answering Nilda's question in the chat room. She wanted to know, what do the angels need me to know right now? So I pulled a couple of cards for her from my Angelic View Oracle cards, and I pulled two cards, and the first card I pulled was the card that is titled Searching. Okay? And it says, nothing is lost in the eyes of God. Okay, so if she's been doing some soul searching, if she's been contemplating something that may feel like a loss or feel like she didn't take the right steps forward, what they're saying right now is nothing is lost in the eyes of God, okay? And they want you to pay attention to repeating numbers. So she got the card of 1111. Okay.
That's also her date of birth, 11/11.
Oh, is it really? Is that what she says?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nilda just said that in the chat.
That's more angelic validation that they're supporting you, Nilda. And pay attention when you see that number pop up repeatedly, because that means at that time your thoughts are so highly charged that you're having a super magnet and really attracting what you think about to yourself. Okay, so that's
cool.
Your message. I hope that helps, Nilda.
Yeah, I finally figured out what I have to do with the Zoom, like turning on and off the video and the microphone and everything. I have to click and then just wait because there's like a delay now. So the technology is really messed up, but at least I figured out how to do it. You know, I just got to be patient in, like, if I'm muted, click the microphone, wait for it to turn on.
There is a delay in the video as I'm watching on my computer screen so that I can participate in the chat room.
There's always
the video
a delay.
Is behind.
Yeah. The video
with
on
the
YouTube.
Zoom connection on the phone with our Zoom connection, that's on time. But
right,
I noticed the video is always a little behind on YouTube.
Because the Zoom goes into the YouTube studio, and then by the time it leaves the YouTube studio and gets casted out, I think it's like, well, sometimes it feels like just a second or two. Other times it feels like quite a long time. Like
maybe
up to 15 seconds or 30, like half a minute, and you're like, oh, my gosh.
It's more delayed today than it usually is. But you know what? I think all this technology is fabulous. We would not have even met, Dax, if it wasn't for the technology that we have. I mean, we met when you first launched the online version of the Tarot Guild back in 2010. I believe it was 2010. Yeah.
Yeah. When we got online, you know, we started the Tarot Guild in 2004. And then by the time we got online, we built the first website and started getting onto like Twitter and Facebook. It was 2009. And then January 20th, 2010 was when we launched the website and the first radio show. And that's when we started to meet everybody and people came on the website. Way back when.
I can't believe it's been that long.
Yep, 14 years. But the Tarot Guild, it's 20 years. We're going to have the 20th anniversary October 31st on Halloween.
And when we launched the International Association of Angel Practitioners, we founded that in 2015, and next year is going to be the 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And February 2025 will be 10 years. So we'll have to something special for that, Zach.
That is crazy. It's just flying by, I'm telling you. And everybody in chat, have you, and everybody on the phone lines, because we actually have phone lines, I can say that, because we haven't had them for 5 days. Anyway, I wanted to say, has anybody else noticed, like, this year is just blowing by? I mean, we are going to be in the middle of April.
Yeah. I can't, every year seems to go faster than the one before. It really does. And I thought that once I retired from public school teaching, it was going to be kind of like, that might slow things down a bit. But I feel like I'm busier than ever. I don't know if that makes sense, but I certainly feel busier than ever.
Yeah. Yeah. You were telling me that the other day and I posted that. Oh, Saul says that, you know, I just did the reading for her in the chat for Nilda. And she says, yes, I noticed it too.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, Autumn is asking a question about college. I'm pulling cards on that. Do you want to take a phone call in the meantime?
Yes, let's take another phone call. Okay. This time I'm going to go to the next person that's been on hold the longest, area code 770. Let's bring them on. Hello, 770. You're on the air with the Angelic View. What is your name and where are you calling from today?
Hi, Kathy from Georgia.
Kathy? Did you say Kath from Georgia?
Kathy.
Kathy from Georgia. Okay. Gotcha, Kathy. What would you, what can we do for you today? Do you have a specific question, something you'd like some insight and guidance about, or would you just prefer to have the angels let you know what you most need to know right now that's in your highest good?
Specific question. Excuse me. I apologize. I am having a battle with IRS to release a 2021 estate and tax return. So I'm sending them some additional information, and I'll be speaking to a higher level person, like a director or VP level that I'm waiting for a call from. So after this, will they release it for me? What are you saying? Will they release the tax return finally?
Okay. Let's see what we have. The angels have to say. Okay. Pull a couple more cards. Okay. Oh, good. Okay. I think things are looking positive for you. Okay. The first card I got is the Ace of Cups. Okay, the second card is the card of justice, okay? So that's fairness and outcomes, legal matters and things like that, okay? That Ace of Cups is blessings from above, okay? And then you also have the Six of Swords, okay, which is moving into calmer waters, okay? Because if you're watching us also on YouTube, but if you look at this card, you see that the rough waters are
right
in the forefront of the card, and the boat is moving away from it, Six of Swords. So I believe that there will be some additional assistance that's going to come to you in the situation in the form of a communication, either a call or a written correspondence or an email, something like that. I feel like there's going to be some communication and is going to be that's going to be of assistance to you in this matter, some additional communication coming through, okay? And the angels are saying that self-care isn't a selfish thing. So take time right now to, you know, pamper yourself, relax, give the situation to the angels, and do something nice for yourself. And that's going to help bring your emotions into balance about this. It's going to help you feel more calm, and it's going to help you attract a better outcome as well. Okay, but the cards that I pulled from my Radiant Right Away deck are looking positive to me.
I like the Radiant a lot. I always tell people to get that.
Yeah.
Deck.
Yeah. Okay, I hope that helps you, Kathy. Thank you for calling today. Angel blessings.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. I can't believe we can do phone calls, which is so cool. Oh,
yes.
So Autumn said this eclipse is kind of crazy, not going to lie. Yeah. And Autumn was just asking, will I get into a good college? You know, and I got the Wheel of Fortune, you know. And
nice.
Turning in your favor. Looks really good. By the way, I got other cards like the Seven of Wands talking about, you know, you have the high ground, you're in a good position, and especially together with this Nine of Wands here, you know, that like you have everything lined up. You're in a good position.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there may be a message coming through soon on that, okay, with this Knight of Cups. However, when I do this as a yes-no spread, I'm getting more of a maybe right now. So with the strong Wheel of Fortune as the center focus card, it says, yes, ultimately you're going to get into college. But first of all, Four of Cups, you might not initially be happy with, say, your college choices, you know, and being able to get into the college of your choice and things like that, okay? And that may be why I'm getting a maybe instead of a strong yes, even though I got this Wheel of Fortune. So there's something left to be done. You're in a good position here, but you need to, you know, maybe expand your range of college choices, apply places you wouldn't think you would apply. Something, I don't know exactly, something needs to be done. And then the Wheel of Fortune will turn in your favor and you'll get in somewhere. I think, you know, so the good news is yes, might be a slight delay. Might need to work on it a bit. Oh, mm-hmm. What do you want to do now, Maria?
Okay, you know what I'd like to do? Well, I'd like to go to a phone call in a moment. I do want to mention again my book, Angel Practitioner Handbook, A Foundation mm-hmm. Guide. I recently published the revised edition. I first published this book in 2015, and I initially wrote the book to be a companion guide to the Certified Angel Practitioner course, which
right.
was our most popular course in the International Association of Angel Practitioners. And I remember students at the time said, oh, it would be so nice if we had a book to go along with it. And that's how the course came first and then the book. Now, Dax has been nice enough. He popped up the page here on Amazon where it shows where you can pick up the book. And we have a nice shortcut link for you to get
yeah.
right to that if you're interested. It's psychic.cafe/angelbook. psychic.cafe/angelbook. And the book is available in both paperback and also the Kindle version.
Look at that.
Yes.
Such a good price on Amazon.
Yes. Yes. Let me just mention the fact that when I republished this book, I went through, I edited word for word, cover to cover. I made everything more concise, more readable, easy read. And mm-hmm. I also added some personal stories and some additional exercises and things that you could do. And if the book isn't just for somebody that wants to be a professional angel practitioner, it's a great foundation guide for anyone that wants to bring the angels into their life and work, even for their own personal selves, not to work with others. And even though I republished it and I did all that work, I did not raise the price of the book. I kept price the same as it was originally. Okay, so it's still $10.99 for the paperback version, and it's only $2.99 on Kindle, and that is a steal because it's the same exact book, and you know, on Kindle it's $2.99. If you buy it elsewhere in other online bookstores, it may be more than that because different vendors will charge different prices. $3.99 is a common price for the ebook version elsewhere, and I've seen it a lot higher too. But if you use our link, psychic.cafe/angelbook, it'll take you to Amazon's page directly where you'll get some of the best prices. And if, like I said before earlier, if you happen to be in the downtown Stewart area and you want to stop in at one of two stores, Psychic in the Genie or Genie's Gems, my book, the paperback version, is available there, and it is autographed, so you can pick up a copy there. And there are a lot of goodies inside this book. Aside from all the very good information that I have in here, but there are links to different resources, links to meditations I've created that you can download for free. Links to handy pull-out reference charts that are in the book, but you can download the PDF version of it and print it out if you'd like. And that's all if you go to my website and register on my website, mariagmas.com, you can get these free goodies that go along with the book. I also like to mention the Angel Practitioner Academy, okay, and I have that link also in our chat room. And it's also available, I see Dax has pulled up angelpractitioners.com, which is the website for our organization, International Association of Angel Practitioners. And on there, you can access a lot of different things, and you can access the course there as well besides the book. And the button there that's the Certified Angel Practitioner course will take you over to the Angel Practitioner Academy, where you can check out the whole entire course outline, and you can enroll right now. It's going for $222, and it's a very comprehensive course. There is a text version of the course. There's also an audio version of the course. There are video content included. So there's a lot included with that, and certification, if you apply for it, if that's what you choose to do, I mean, that's optional. You don't have to become certified. But if you choose to become certified, there will be no additional certification fee as long as you apply within the first year that you purchase the course. And as long as you haven't purchased the course under a different sale or special promotional price. This is the regular price, $222. You get you become a free member of the International Association of Angel Practitioners, a silver member for free, and you will also be able to get your certification without the extra $67 charge if you get the course, if you do it within the first year that you purchase the course. And most people can do it rather quickly. Most people can do it within a couple of months. It's not going to not something that's going to take a year. Not at all. I have a free live chat discussion feature built into the course so that if you have questions, even though this is a work at your own pace course, if you have a question for me, you can post it in the discussion feature inside the course, and I can respond to you there. Other students can respond there as well. So we have that interactive feature there as well. So I hope that anyone that's interested, go to angelpractitioners.com and check that out.
Awesome. Yay.
So, Dax, shall I take another call?
Sure, sure.
Okay, let's go to that. Let's see. I believe the next one that's been on hold the longest is area code 212. Let's go to 212. Hello, 212. You're on the air with the Angelic View. What's your name and where are you calling from today? Hello, 212. Let me try turning it off and on again. Maybe they're muted or something.
Maria!
Hello, 212. You're
Maria!
On the air.
Maria!
Okay, that's a crank caller. We're gonna
that,
get
yes, that. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think Archangel Michael just gave him the boot.
Yeah. I wasn't even paying attention. Like, I was in the chat, and because Aria was going to ask a question, I was trying to explain to them how to do the question and everything. And then I just heard, it sounded like a bird, but I heard Maria. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, that's a crank call. I'm hanging up on it.
As soon as I heard it, it was. But isn't it funny how at first it wasn't picking up?
Yes.
It was like, it was totally dead at first.
Well,
so.
It's the Mercury retrograde technology.
And
stuff.
I think Archangel Michael was saying, no, don't let them on. And then I tried it again.
Exactly. Did you try the 770 one?
I thought that was Kathy from Georgia. You know
oh,
what?
Okay. Oh, no, never mind. Never mind.
I
no,
think, yeah.
See, Maria, when I do the things, like when I get their name, I type their name in there.
I
next
thought
to
I
line.
Typed it in. I
so
thought
that way,
I think.
That way
I she got
know that we've already
and called
talked
back.
To that line. You know, I don't know. It could be. It could
me,
be.
Okay,
I
well,
never saw
anything check.
Next to her name. So anyway.
I had typed in the name, but it looks like the call may have been dropped and called in again. But let me just double check and make sure that it's not somebody else that just happened to have the same area code. Hello. You're on
Hi.
The air with the Angelic
yes.
View. Is this
I
Kathy?
I spoke to you guys. Yes, I spoke to you guys.
Yes, okay. I thought so. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't someone else with the same area code and we were ignoring them. Okay.
Oh,
thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Kathy. I'm going to put you back on hold. You're welcome, dear.
Thanks.
Okay, she was still with us. Okay, Dax, let's see. Who do we have now?
Okay, so going back here, I'm typing in the chat letting everybody know. So basically, if you want a message from the angels, just say that, you know, just type it in the chat. Can I get a message from the angels? If you have a specific question, type in the specific question. Now, Aria had asked about, because we already did Autumn about college. And so Aria, I don't know how to pronounce it actually, but that's what I'm going with, wants to know the current feelings of my specific person. So what that is, and then Melissa, hey, before I have a biopsy, do you see me having cancer? Okay, we don't diagnose, Melissa, it's against the law. We're not allowed to do that. So we can't look into that. You know, maybe some other fortune teller type readers, you know, kind of like unscrupulous people will answer those kind of questions. We're not allowed to answer about that. I'm sorry, Melissa. We can pull cards or get an angel message around, you know, your feelings about it and how, you know, things you should do, things you need to know or something, but not necessarily specific information like do you have cancer or do you have this or do you require surgery or chemotherapy or radiation. Yeah. We can't do that. Yeah. So if you go ahead and put something in the chat there, if you, you know, reconsider your question, Melissa, if we can help you in some other way, just type it in the chat. Meanwhile, Aria's saying, can you give me angel guidance? Okay.
Absolutely.
So that was around, you know what? She retracted her question about the energy, like, or how her person was feeling about her this thing, and just changed to give me angel guidance. So
wonderful. Sure, I can do
whatever
that.
Whatever the highest good is. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Let me do that for her right now.
Sure.
Okay. I'm gonna ask the angels. Ask my angels and spirit guides to communicate with Aria's angels and spirit guides. And please help me to see, hear, feel, or know whatever Aria most needs to know right now that's in her highest good. Let's see what we can get on this. Okay, so I pulled the Ace of Wands from my Radiant Rider-Waite deck for Aria. And that means that this is a great time to start something new. Okay, this is a spark of creativity, of inspiration, a new idea. Okay, so if you've been asking for that kind of guidance from your angels, they're hearing you. And if you haven't been asking for it, you're going to soon be getting sparks of inspiration and angelic wisdom of something that is a project, something you may want to begin, and it's time to plant new seeds because you're in a fertile time right now. Okay, so, but it will still take nurturing and time to develop into something more, but it's a great time to start something new, okay? And focus on gratitude, okay? The angels want to remind you, this is from my Angelic View Oracle Cards deck, they want to remind you to focus on gratitude. It says a grateful heart bears many blessings. So be thankful for even the smallest things, the smallest blessings, and you are going to reap huge rewards. And remember, good time to start something new. So if you have that, the feeling that there's something you want to begin, something new, whether it's a new job, a new project, anything like that, it's a good time. But it's going to take two and nurturing, and you'll have to put some care and love into it to see it flourish. Okay, so I hope that's helpful to you, Aria. Angel blessings. Thank you for the question.
Awesome. And Melissa came back and asked, reworded her. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm still having trouble. I clicked my video back on, and again, it didn't come on. Anyway, technology. I'm telling you. Somebody like me that's very, technically oriented, and we're doing mm-hmm. shows, and it's very quick stuff. Like, I have to be snapping between things and everything. And Mercury retrograde just makes it really frustrating for a person like me, because we're used to technology just working. You push something, it happens. But it's not happening today. It's like you push something and you wait.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Okay, so back to the chat. So Melissa had switched her, and I pulled cards already, and Melissa had switched to, what her angels want her to know. Remember, she's the one with the possible cancer thing here.
Okay.
The main central focus is this strength card. It's card number 8. So we're talking abundance and prosperity. It is connected with the world year number this year of 8, abundance and prosperity in all areas of your life. So when I say abundance and prosperity, I'm not just talking about finances, but your current health situation as an example, where, you're going to be going through whatever you're going to be going through this year with that. And I feel like, but you can set things up, like setting up the dominoes, and then knocking one over, and it knocks all the dominoes over. You can set up abundance and prosperity in that area and focus on that, and don't allow yourself to be dragged down with the negativity of the situation, because it may seem that. So having the inner strength, okay, to be able to focus on how you want things to be and to manifest them, bring that in, okay? And the other messages coming through are, like, for instance, this, the Queen of Pentacles. This is you know, the mom card, I call it, the nurturer. The best thing you can do is nurture yourself, all right? As you go through this process, you need to stay, you know, beyond the potential cancer and everything. You need to stay healthy, mentally, you know, in a good place and things like that. The Ten of Wands suggests that even though there may be a lot of burdens in the future this year surrounding this situation, that you can carry the burdens. You know, God doesn't give you anything that you cannot carry, shoulder. You know what I mean, Maria?
Absolutely.
And also with the Ten of Wands, he's, you know, they call this the overburden card, but people forget he's making progress to it. His goal's right there. He's almost there. You know, even though he's weighed down with all of these wands or staves or whatever, he's almost there. And then I get the Six of Wands, success. There can be some success around this. Okay, so we're not predicting or we're not diagnosing cancer or not cancer. We're not saying you will or will not, you know, recover or what have you. We're not giving, that's not what it is. It's success in this area is possible. Oh, and Maria, you're going to love this. So I'm pulling the cards out. And as I was, I'm like, okay, with somebody with a question like this, we really should, you know, I need like the Star card or something to show up. And then wouldn't you know it, the Star card showed up. Hope.
Keep the faith.
There still is hope. You can't make this up, Maria. I'm telling you.
No, you can't. Like, and Zach, wait, you have more?
Well, just real quick, I wanted to say,
okay, go ahead.
I mean, you cannot make this up. You're laying the cards down, and I'm thinking in my head, you know, I'm kind of giggling to myself like, okay, this is the moment when the hope card needs to show up, you know, and there it is, the Star. You know?
There it is. No, you can't make that up. And that I feel like that's a sign from the angels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's a good sign. And I took it upon myself also to pull a card. Just one card for Melissa from my Angelic View Oracle cards, and look at the card that I got, Archangel Raphael. If that's not appropriate, I don't know what is. You know, and this card says, trust that healing and restoration have begun. Mm-hmm. So what that's telling you is to just, you know, call upon your angels. When you call upon Archangel Raphael, the name Raphael means God heals or healing of God. So when you say his name, you are literally requesting healing of God. Okay, that's what you're saying. And when you trust and you put trust in your prayers and your thoughts and you're putting those intentions out there, it's going to help. It's going to help accelerate healing. Okay? So,
Archangel,
you know, stay, keep the faith. Because our minds and bodies are connected, and the more positive we are, the more it's going to help promote healing.
Yeah,
that helps.
That is just amazing. That is so appropriate, like the perfect thing to come through. So I hope that helps you out, Melissa. You know, good luck with all of that, of course, and then come back and let us know what's going on with you. And Charlotte just popped in. Gratitude has been coming up a lot these last few months. She says, it's so good to see you, Maria. It feels like forever since the last time she, you know, was here on one of your shows and saw you, I guess, is what she's saying.
Hi, Charlotte. Thank you. Yeah. Last show that Dax and I did together, it was 3 weeks ago because we had the extra Sunday in March for Easter. So, and I'm
that's why it seems Sundays. Like a while.
Right.
Yep. Oh, and I got cards for Jane. Anything for me? Got some good stuff popped up. First of all, whatever it is that you are thinking of doing right now, here's the message, Jane. The Fool card, the leap of faith, you know, you just need to take the leap. You just need to go for it. Remember, it's the one energy today. It's new beginnings. It's taking the leap of faith. It's going for it. The message from the universe, the message from your angels is go for it. And right next to it, the Chariot card, literally the victory card. Okay. But like I got earlier on, I had pulled the devil card attachments, you know? So you, and this is the best message for you and for everybody else out there listening. The most headway you can make is examining your attachments and letting them go. You know, what's holding you back? What subconscious programming's going on, you know, and just nipping it in the bud, you know, and that may take, that may require, you know, focusing on what you want to bring in. That's been my recommendation lately, Maria, is telling people, okay, yeah, you can work on the attachments and the negative stuff. You can do some NLP, some emotional freedom technique, Reiki, hypnosis, try to clear all that out. But I've been making the recommendation, the best thing you can do is plan out, you know, what is it you want the future to be? Get a crystal clear visualization image of what that is and hold that image, you know. So that's the message for Jane. Totally understand, she said. Oh, dear. Anything going on the switchboard?
Yes, we do. We have another caller, and it's area code 614. So let's go to 614. Hello, 614. You're on the air with the Angelic View. What is your name and where are you calling from today?
Hi, my name is Filson, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay, from Ohio. And I'm sorry, can you repeat the first name?
Filson, that's F-I-L-S-A-N.
Filson. Filson, okay, from Ohio. So what can we do for you today, Stilton? Do you have a specific question, something you'd like some insight and guidance about, or would you just prefer to have the angels tell you what you most need to know that's in your highest good?
Whatever the angels want me to know, that's in my highest and good. Grace, go.
Absolutely. You got it.
Okay, there we go.
So
yeah.
Now I'm now connecting with my angels and spirit guides, and I'd like them to connect with Stilton's angels and spirit guides. And I'm asking to see, hear, feel, or know whatever Stilton most needs to know that's in her highest good. Okay, I had a card just fly out of my deck as I was shuffling, Stilton, and it's a beautiful card of a waterfall and a lush green trees in the background, and the water is flowing over the rocks into a beautiful blue pool of water. And the card, it says, no regrets. It says, mistakes are opportunities to learn and grow. So that is your message from the angels. And also there was another card that started to fly out as I was first shuffling, and I kept shuffling. And then I just said to myself, now I'm going to pull a card right off the top of the deck. And it was the same card that I had put back in at first. And it's the angel number card. And it's the number 000, three zeros, okay? So written on the card, the message says, seeing repetitive patterns of zeros are a reminder that God is in control. Nothing happens without his permission. The angels go to work for you upon his command. All glory goes to God. Thank your angels for their help, but only give praise to God. So these are two cards that go very well together, okay? So the card of no regrets, mistakes are opportunities to learn and grow, and the angels are telling you that nothing happens without God's permission, okay? So if there's something that you're regretting, you know, let it go to God, let it go to the angels, because evidently there was some lesson for you in it, okay? Otherwise, it wouldn't have been permitted to happen. Okay, that's something that is important for you to experience. So, you know, sometimes our things that our soul needs to learn and things that we need to learn to for our soul to evolve aren't the best experiences. Okay, or sometimes we feel like we could have done better, but you know what? We were in a learning process. Okay, we would have done better if we knew better. We don't always know that. Okay, so no regrets. Keep moving forward. Pay attention to repeating numbers, especially if you see lots of zeros. because that's God letting you know that he's in control and nothing is going to happen without his permission. Okay, so I hope you find that that's helpful, Stilton.
Can I say something?
Mm. Yes,
as you're saying that, as you're saying that, paying attention to the numbers, I looked at my dashboard in my car. It's an off time. It's not the right time ever. But right now it says 1144. It's just blinking.
1144 and it's blinking?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
1144. So ones, yeah. You know, ones are pay attention to your thoughts, okay, because you attract yourself what you think, what you're thinking about. 11 is also a very spiritual number. And 44 is your angelic support. The angels are supporting you. So, you know, let the angels know. They hear your thoughts. Think positively about whatever situations are going on around you and continue to ask the angels for their guidance and their protection. Okay. So I hope that helps, Stilton.
Yeah, it does.
That's
it does.
Great.
Thank you for calling. Okay. You have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll put you back on hold so you can continue listening to the show. Angel blessings.
Yeah, that 1144 is actually one of the rarer numbers that shows up. I always think of it as the master illuminator number 11, the master manifestor number 44 at the same time.
Yes.
Let's see. In the chat, Jasmine wanted an angel message. Her mommy passed away in February, and she's been on her mind.
Okay. Let's see. Let me try and pull. This is for Jasmine, you said, right? Okay. Let's see what the angels have to tell Jasmine about the situation around her mom passing. We're very sorry for your loss, Jasmine. That's us, you know, me saying that for me. Let's see what the angels have to say for Jasmine. Okay. Okay, the first card that comes up that may seem like it has nothing to do with it, but it's still important, obviously, that the angels want you to know, is education, the card of education, okay? It's never too late to learn something new. So if there's been something you've been thinking about studying, some new subject, or maybe you're thinking about going into a career in education or something like that, your mom is with the angels in heaven, and they are, you know, your mom is also endorsing this, that it's not too late to learn something new. It's never too late, she's saying, Jasmine. And the prayer, your prayers, you got the card of prayers, okay? And it says, we hear your thoughts and prayers. We are working behind the scenes on your behalf right now. So your angels are telling you they hear loud and clear. They hear your prayers. Well, keep them coming, keep talking to them. And sometimes, you know, things don't happen on our timetable, so we have to be a bit patient with things, but know that they are working behind the scenes on your behalf. And don't be afraid to take a step forward, take that class, read that book, whatever it may be, or teach somebody else something, or maybe go into education or something like that. That's what the angels are saying, something to do with education. Never too late to learn new things. So I hope you find that helpful, Jasmine.
I had pulled cards too, and I got these. Look, you know, it's really odd. You know, I was trying to, you know, think about, okay, message from her mom, but, you know, getting these cards, but, you know, maybe that's the message she wanted to bring through, was something about relationships here, because there's like two guys. One is the Page of Swords, might be an air sign, younger, either chronologically or outlook on life. And then over here, a King of Wands, possibly a fire sign, more mature. In between, it's the Seven of Cups. So like all these choices, it can also be referring to like illusion, you know, maybe fantasy lover, or maybe you have a fantasy idea around this. I don't know if you're in a relationship right now, Jasmine, or what's going on exactly. But it's as if she's saying, you know, there's like too many choices, or there's a lot of choices. But then the Ace of Cups shows up. So like there's, you know, one new romantic thing. It doesn't have to be romantic. It could be, you know, any new beginning. Remember, it's a one day, new beginning in the area of emotions, you know, relationships. I don't know, but I had pulled these cards and I felt compelled to at least share them with you. Maybe they make more sense for you as a message from your mom than me, what I'm getting. So, but there you go. Oh, and I did want to mention real quick, you can grab us a cup of coffee at psychic.cafe/coffee. That's like our tip jar. And so if you're enjoying the show, if, you know, any of our shows all week long, you can just pop on our coffee page, psychic.cafe/coffee, and grab us a cup of coffee. Also, it jumps you to the front of the line, you know, so when Blog Talk is actually working and we can actually, you know, use the phone lines, we will take your call first, or your question in chat will take first when you grab us a cup of coffee during all of our shows all week long at psychic.cafe/coffee. So I just wanted to mention that real quick, Maria.
Awesome.
Anything more on any new phone call? Oh, there's new phone calls.
Yes,
one.
We do. Yeah, we have. I see we have another phone call. Would you like to take another one, Dax?
Sure.
Okay, let's
be ending soon though, but
yes. Let's go to area code 81801. Hi, 801, you're on the air with the Angelic View. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Charlotte.
Oh,
it's Charlotte.
Calling from Utah. And also I understand you guys have been super busy today. And since you don't have time for my call, then I totally understand and will gladly step out of the way for somebody else.
No,
but
you're right ahead.
I love Maria's angelic messages. And, like, this has been the weirdest few days for me. I have not had days, like, this bad for I don't even remember when. So I'm
Don't tell us yet. What do you want to know?
I just want to know, do they have a secret code or to, you know, something that's like going to help me understand why I am feeling this way and what I need to do to snap out of it, because I don't like it. I've had to almost hermitize myself to keep, because I kind of fluctuate from being sad to having like raging negativity, okay. Which honestly I've not had that for years and years and years, where I just have just been mad at everything.
Okay, Charlotte. Let's see. I'm pulling some cards. Oh, okay. Okay, so I'll start with the last card I pulled first. Okay, and the last card I pulled, which I'm going to address first, is the card of sorrow from my Radiant Rider-Waite Tarot deck. It's the Three of Swords, and that shows you the three swords piercing the heart. So I could see that this is weighing on your mind. It's very emotionally stressful at this, what's going on. Okay, so this is the card of sadness, grief, you know, emotional distress, thoughts that are thoughts that are just controlling you right now. Okay, so you need to release this. Okay, but have no fear, Charlotte, because the first card that I pulled you from my Angelic View Oracle cards is the angel number 444. So that's probably the most popular angel number, and I think a lot of people are beginning to learn that when they see repeating fours a lot, that it means that you have angelic support right now, okay? So first and foremost, give this situation to the angels to handle it for you, okay? Because they are here to support you right now, okay? And they also are saying to you, you got the card of you can do it. And this is also from my deck. And it shows you that it's a photograph that I took of from back when I lived in New York and Long Island. There was a tree on our front lawn, and it was home to many bird families over the years. And if you look really close, I'm going to go to the camera here and put it as close as I can. You can see a little baby bird, and he's inside the hollow of the tree. And he
I can barely see that. Yeah.
Yeah, you can see it better like in person, but on the camera here, there's a little bird there, and he was literally getting ready to make his first flight ever in his life from the nest.
I
happen to capture that in a picture, and the card is you can do it. It says let go of self-imposed limitations, believe you can fly. Okay, so the angels are saying that the only restraints and limits on you right now are those that you are allowing to internalize. It's your own beliefs. Okay. So you need to work on that. Okay. And trust that you can do it with angelic support. Okay. And then you got the angel number 777. Okay. This is seeing repetitive, patterns of sevens are a sign that you are becoming more aware of divine guidance and are advancing in your spiritual growth and development. Okay, so they're acknowledging, the angels are here acknowledging with repeating sevens that you are putting a lot of time and effort into your spiritual growth and development, and you are advancing in this area. So again, let go of the grief and the sadness and the frustrations and the negative thoughts and negative chatter in your mind. Know that, give it up to the angels. Let the angels take care of it for you, that you have their support. When you see 444, you look up at the clock, you see 444, you happen to stop and pause at a traffic light, and you see 444 perhaps on a license plate or on the side of a vehicle, a phone number, on a receipt from the store. You may turn on the TV and see a phone number that has a lot of fours in it. And just know that that's a sign from the angels that they are supporting you, and they are telling you, you can do it. You're putting, you know, the limitations that you have right now are more self-imposed than anything else, and continue with your spiritual growth and development, because that's going to help you to change that negative way of thinking and have more trust. So I hope that helps.
Oh, and Charlotte, I've got a message for you, too. Are you there?
I'm here.
Are you there? Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm going to start at the... Okay, so I did a 5-card spread. I'm going to start towards the end. The card of the day showed up, the Hierophant card, okay? And I feel that this is talking about foundations and ritual, and then that's going to lead to the Wheel of Fortune. You know, basically we live in cycles, and the Wheel of Fortune is going to, you know, take you out of this, whatever this is, this rut thing, you know, but now let me go back to the beginning. I started at the end, the good stuff. Let me go back to the beginning. So Maria had gotten that 3 of Swords. I got the 5 of Swords, you know, and I feel like you're being like the figures in the back there. You know, just not happy with the situation. It's that 5 energy. It's chaos. After that, though, you're seeking. You're looking, which is interesting because it's the 7th, which is the seeker energy in numerology. And so I got that three of wands. The central focus card, the card in the middle of the spread, is this Knight of Pentacles. And he's moving slowly towards the future. He's making slow, steady progress. He's being practical, doing practical things to get out of this, whatever this is that you're dealing with right now. And then right after that, see, he is marching into, I don't know if you can see that, he's marching into the Hierophant. In other words, some of the practical steps that you need to take, which will lead you ultimately at the end of this spread to the Wheel of Fortune, where things start turning in your favor, you get out of this rut, whatever this thing is the Hierophant. You know, he's marching into, the cards were like this on the table. He's marching into the Hierophant. So it's ritual. Either you've gotten away from rituals that you've always done, or you need to set up new ones or something, you know, some kind of foundation, some kind of daily exercise, some kind of daily ritual thing, meditation, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. You have to figure that out. That's what this seeking energy with the Three of Wands is about, okay? And that'll help you. That's the message coming through from the universe, from your angels, however you want to look at it, is that, you know, this thing you're going through right now, you need to take practical steps, do grounded things, do things that ground you, things that, you know, some kind of rituals that set that up, that process, and that's going to help. I hope that makes sense.
It does. But, you know, it's just like what has happened. I mean, it's just knocked me off my pins because I haven't had this happen.
Well, that's
years.
The weird thing, because you came on as a guest co-host and we had a great time that evening, and everything, you've been very, very positive and happy and you know, got onto the shows. You know, I think, weren't you on twice already? You know, and everything seemed to be fine, and suddenly the last few days, what happened to Charlotte? You know what I mean?
That's exactly how I feel. I'm like, I don't know what happened. I just know that, I mean, I do feel like I'm carrying a bit of weight, you know, for my cousin's husband who just passed. You know, I've been trying to help her, and I don't know if I'm taking on too much of her, you know, trying to take too much of her sadness away and load it on my own shoulders, or God, that makes me sound like some sort of superhero, which I'm not, but I don't know. I haven't had this happily, don't remember the last time I felt in this kind of funk, for lack of a better word. A funk doesn't do it justice. Funk doesn't sound like it's something that is so deep inside right now that it's you know, it's almost scary how deep it is and where
you
and
need
where
a great caramel macchiato about now. As I'm sipping my coffee.
Or that big giant glass of wine like we were talking about the other day.
That's what you really need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks,
but
you guys.
Ask the angels. Call upon the angels, Charlotte. Call upon the angels. They will help you.
And Maria, and see, that's the thing. People get into like stuff like that or something happens, what have you, and they get stuck because it just keeps circling, right? Because they're not, you know, remember, I got the Knight of Pentacles. They don't take practical steps. They don't ask the angels. They don't.
You have to ask them.
Yeah,
let me allow them.
Yeah, I don't
know
what to
interfere.
You know, it's up to you. It's very personal what you're going to do. But they don't take the steps. They don't take the Epsom salt bath with the candles and everything and the glass of wine. They don't ask their angels. They don't start a new practice of meditation or yoga or something. They don't do anything practical to get out of the funk. And so it just circles.
Well, luckily for Charlotte, she has been working on her spiritual growth and development. So she has taken steps forward, but you know, she's in a slump right now, but it's temporary. This too shall pass. That's what they're telling
her. That's that
this
wheel
too shall pass.
You know, that's that. Do I still have that here? You know, that is the whole idea of this Wheel of Fortune. You know, what goes down has to come back up again. What goes up is going to go down. You know, it's
riding
the.
And everybody needs support. So don't feel guilty about asking for support, because everyone needs it. You know, at some point we're only human. We need it.
And here at Psychic Cafe and Psychic Talk show, Psychic Talk shows, all of our shows on the network, and this, and especially the Psychic Cafe. I forgot it's on this side when I got this
one.
I'm so used to pointing up here.
The other way.
That's what this is all about. You're not alone. You've got me and Maria, and you've got Dan and Michelle and Ellie and everybody at the Psychic Cafe, you know, and that's what we're here for.
I know, and I'm so thankful for my friends there. I really am. And, like, you know, I've talked about my grandma before, who was always with me. Finally, this morning I went, "Are you with me?" And she goes, you know, I'm sitting in a recliner, and she's like, "Scoot over. I'm sitting here with you until, you know, until we work this out." But, you know, right now she's just my – right now she's my shoulder to cry on. And, you know, she's not
– oh.
You know, she's not really even here, but she's here. You know what I mean? But she does look after me. But it's – I think even she's like – I think she's holding up the red flag. I could use a little help here. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like you to pull upon Archangels Michael and Archangel Raphael tonight. You know, before you go to sleep, call upon Archangel Michael and Raphael. Michael's name, it means he was like God. Raphael means God heals. So Michael will give you protection. He'll help give you courage. He'll help strengthen your faith in general. He'll help you have clarity that to see clearly what you need to see clearly about. And Archangel Raphael is all about the healing, emotional, physical, you know, any type of healing that's needed, even if it's a relationship. Okay. So I want you to call upon them and allow them into your life, because it's going to make a big difference. Okay. And there's another archangel you can call upon too. You know, when we really have deep sorrow and grief, there's an archangel by the name of Azrael, Azrael. And this archangel is very comforting to those that are grieving, those that have lost a loved one. This archangel also helps newly departed souls cross over to the other side as well. But it also will, it also is an archangel that will help those who want to help others who are grieving. So counselors, mediums, and so forth. So you can call upon Archangel Azrael as well. Okay.
Thanks
for the call.
I totally believe in it. It's helped me before. It's just, like I said, this time it's just so deep that I'm like, what? I didn't even know I went that deep. You know what I mean? It's like, thank you guys for helping me. And I've taken up more than my fair share of your time. I love you. May God bless
you.
And all the angels that support him. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing
Charlotte.
To do this reading to you. Thank you so much, Charlotte. Thank you for calling and always being supportive of our shows. So, angel blessings.
Thank you, guys.
In the chat, Dan Matheny says, Charlotte, you know we are a family, quote unquote, that supports each other without any judgment.
Oh, that's so nice.
There you go.
Thank you, Jan.
And I know we're at the end of the show, but you know,
yes.
At the last minute, Jasmina and Samir came in, so I pulled cards real quick. And I wanted to mention, only because Michael is showing up again, you know, so I just had to say that. So that was this is for Jasmina. Can I get a divine message from my dad? Message from my dad. This Friday will be 3 years since he passed, you know, so Michael. Okay. So, and what came in was, happy family life and justice. Okay. So he's like saying things are going to be good. Anything that you're dealing with, justice will be served. And if you need help, again, call on Archangel Michael. And then there was Samir, who was something about, will I ever stay with my parents, or like, how will the future, I'm speaking of my future. I'm not really understanding a little bit. There's, you know, it's lost in translation a little bit here, but you know, I don't think so. I mean, I'm getting this five of cups. I don't think you're happy with the situation. You're going to make slow, steady progress. Okay. With the six of swords, six is success. Ultimately, yes, there will be success. I don't think you're going to be staying with the parents. I think that you're going to be moving on with this. Okay. So yeah, I just wanted to handle those two questions real quickly. Yeah, Dan said something in the chat. Did you see my question? No, Dan, I totally, I do think now that you say that, Dan, and remind me, I do remember way, 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 way back that you had said something to Maria, but I cannot remember.
Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry.
Let me scroll back. Oh, here it is. Maria, do you need, Oh, okay. Maria, do I need to become more assertive in my home and probably upset the household?
I think if you have to ask that question, you probably know the answer to it. But let's just see. Does Dan need to be more assertive? Ask my angels and spirit guides. Communicate with Dan's angels and spirit guides.
And while Maria's doing that,
feel and know whatever Dan most needs to know, that's in his highest good. Regarding, should he be more assertive? Let's see.
And while you're doing that, Maria, real quick, let me let everybody know in the chat, because there's a lot of people coming in. I want to welcome Oksana and Jasmina. We welcomed earlier. K-Talks came in. You know, a lot of people, and I'm sorry that we're at the end of the show. We're not going to be able to get to your questions. Okay, this is the last question Maria's doing. So.
Yes.
But tune in tomorrow night. I will be on in doing an evening show at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. So like New York City, East Coast, you know, Florida, such. Tomorrow, Monday, the 8th. Go ahead, Maria.
Okay. So, Dan, your guardian angel is looking over your shoulder. Okay. I pulled this from my cards, the Angelic View Oracle cards, and your guardian angel wants you to know that you're never alone. So anything that you need help with, sometimes you just need to get something off your chest. So if you feel like you can't be assertive at a particular time or a particular situation because it may cause some more disruption in the household, talk to your guardian angel about it. Write a letter to your guardian angel to see how you can best handle the situation. Okay, because sometimes it is better just to stay quiet. Sometimes certain things aren't worth arguing about, but when we are feeling that we are being, you know, put last all the time or constantly giving and not getting the support back that we need or being weighed upon, you know, being weighed down too heavily by the burdens of others. Sometimes we do need to be more assertive and say, hey, listen, stop, you know, I need a little support right now too. Or, you know, I'm dealing with a lot and I can't handle such and such. You know, I'm just giving like some examples off the top of my head. Okay. Sometimes it's good to stay quiet. Other times it's good to be assertive. So before doing so, if you're unsure, call upon your guardian angel, meditate with your guardian angel, ask the question maybe silently to yourself before you go to sleep at night, and see what kind of insights and guidance and inspiration come to you and what feels right in your gut, okay? Because I feel like, you know, there are some issues going on about what's fair and what's not fair. This is from my Rider-Waite Tarot card, the card of justice. There's, again, the Six of Swords boat, okay, and that's probably you helping the others, you know, always being the one there to push everyone else forward Sometimes you need a little support yourself. Okay, so, you know, keep that in mind, Dan. I hope that that helps.
Awesome.
Yeah. Call upon the guardian angel. Follow your intuition. You know, is it really, is it something that's really worth being assertive about? Or is it something that is not really such a big thing? And maybe it's something that happened prior that was really the bigger thing that you needed to be assertive about. And now the little thing is irking you because you kept your mouth closed. You kept your mouth shut when you should have spoke up. You know, things like that. We have to, you know, say, we have to think about our actions and our reactions. Are we, you know, are we being reactive about something? You know, sometimes it's really important to say certain things, and other times it's better just to be quiet. So follow your guardian angel's guidance on that.
Speaking of that, Dan says, yes, you nailed it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Angels nailed it.
I'm glad
that's helpful. Angel blessings.
Right. We are out of time. I'm going to tell everybody to go over to psychic.cafe/angelbook, and you can grab Maria's new revised edition at a fantastic price. And join me tomorrow evening, 6:30 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Now, you said about not being able to do your second show on the 20th.
This month.
Yeah, because you're going to be traveling back up again.
Yes, we'll be heading back north for the summer. So we're still birds.
You know, also we can always do an impromptu show. You know, if you get all set up and you want to pop on, say, not your normal time, or weekend, or you know, maybe the 28th or something like that. But there's always May too. I just wanted to mention that there are a lot of options because we have a lot of open spaces on the network right now. Yep.
And I'll let you know if I'm available on what is it, the 21st we were talking about? If I'm available then to do it, I'll let you know, in plenty of time that we can prepare.
We can do we can do the 28th there's a lot of possibility.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to,
I'm
going to put the course back up here as we do our outro. Goodbye, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow night. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Angel blessings.